الله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد فيورث ولم يولد فيشارك ولم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولا شريكا نستغفر الله ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد أرسله بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله وسراجا منيرا الذي نطقه بيانا وحكما وصمته لسانا ورحما أوصيكم عباد الله ونفس بتقوى الله وخوفكم من عقابه فإن الله ينجي من اتقى قال الله سبحانه تبارك وتعالى وهو أصدق القائلين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوات الحمد لله all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity to be with you mu'mineen mu'minat on a day of Friday. I think I'm coming back here as for Jummah khutbah after many years, perhaps just before COVID. I remember at your last khutbah. So alhamdulillah for this opportunity. Today I would like to dedicate this khutbah, this sermon for the seniors. You will notice that on Fridays, subhanallah, seniors make a point to be there. Of course, today you find less seniors because of the communication which had gone earlier, that water may not be available. By the time water was available, of course, maybe it was difficult for seniors to get ready and come to the center. But you find on Fridays, the elders of the community, seniors, are there. They make a point to be there. They are waiting for this day to come, because this is the day where they meet their fellow seniors. They do a ghusl for Jummah. They get ready for these special prayers. So let us today discuss about Islam on seniors. What does Quran and Hadith say regarding seniors? Subhanallah, you'll be surprised. There are a number of verses which talks about seniors, about elders in the Quran. What you need to do is just take two words. One is kibr, another is sheikh. Kibr is all age, and sheikh, of course, is an elderly person. So if you just try to put these two words in the concordance and try to find the verses, you'll find that how does Quran talk about this stage, this, you know, people who are seniors, who are elderly. So we start with ayat number 67, surah 40, right? Hopefully the verses will be displayed also on the television. In fact, in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the old people, the elderly. But he's saying that this is just a stage in the life. The way, for example, a child is born, then you find that the child is a toddler, and then becomes a youth, then a mature, then elder. So these are all stages, right? In this ayat, Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِن عَلَقَةٍ ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشَدَّكُمْ ثُمَّ لِتَكُونُوا شُيُوخًا, right? Subhanallah, you can see the word thumma, then appears five times in this verse, showing that these are stages in life. Now, if you find somebody, your grandfather, your father is old, senior, these are just stages in the life. Allah in His creation has decided that child grows until that time that becomes an old person. So this is just a stage. Keep that in mind, that everybody has to go through. For example, today your grandfather is old. Tomorrow your father becomes senior. Tomorrow you yourself become senior. So these are stages, right? Allah says, ثُمَّ يَتَكُونُ شُيُوخًا, so that no, they become elderly shuyukh. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَتَوَفَّى مِنْ قَبْلُ, but there are people, of course, who die at an early age. So this is also recognized by the Quran. Not everybody reaches the seniority. The fact that you have somebody in your family, somebody who is elderly, somebody senior, this is a special ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should value that. It should not be that, for example, we consider them as a liability or somebody we have to just take care and waiting for them to go away. No, it is in fact a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah decides that some of them live longer and some of them die earlier, right? So you can see it is just a phase in the growth of human being. Then of course, when it comes to parents, right, we are told that we have to be, now comes the stage, that now we know that this is a stage, our own parents become old, they become senior. There is a clear indication, instruction in the Quran, how do we deal with them, subhanAllah. Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 17, Al-Isra, Ayat 23, Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَعِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. This is the verse we have heard number of times, numerous times, every speaker would talk about, that your Lord has instructed that we should know, respect, what we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody else, and also do good to our parents. Then Allah says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ إِنَّكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If one of them or both of them, when they grow old, there's a clear indication, right? فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. Do not even say uff. What is uff? You see in the tafsir, the scholars tell us uff is the the smallest word which can be used just to show, for example, that when we want to reply to our parents and show that we do not like them disturbing us or asking us to help us or something, that is uff. No, you can see the least, in fact, hadith says if there was even a lower word than that, Allah would have used it. So don't even tell them uffin. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And not only that, but not even repel them. وَقُلَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. The most important thing is when you talk to them, be gentle, right? When we talk to our seniors, our elders, those who become old, it is very, very important that we maintain our patience as we talk to them and be gentle as much as possible. You can see Allah says, وَقُلَّهُمَا Kaulan Karima. In fact, try to use noble words, gentle words. Try to be as much as possible. You know, just as example, this little digressing that just now, you know, we know about the death of the Queen yesterday, and if you just look at the news and everything, they talk nothing but just praise about her, right? They don't talk about the zulm which Britain has done against so many, you know, parts when they become colonies, when they had colonized those parts. Today you can see that, you know, Palestinians are suffering. Today you can see people are suffering in Kashmir. All these things, what is the background? It is the, you know, colonialists who have created this kind of problem. But what happens that they just talk about the praise of him. Of course, when you come to our parents, we're not talking about that. But when you come to parents, try to use the noble, the gentle words as much as possible, right? Then of course, another ayat Allah says, remember that the old age, the old age of your parents, when you're dealing with others, also when you talk to others, when you deal with others, when you refer to your parents and when they are seniors, when they are old, Quran is telling us that be careful what you talk about them. Because sometimes your parents, right, as they age, they become sensitive, right? So what you talk about them, you don't realize. And if it reaches their ears, it hurts them. They may not tell you that what you said about me, what you talked about me, but definitely they are hurt by that. So you can see when you talk about your parents, there's a beautiful ayat in Quran in a story of Nabi Yusuf, right? So we go to ayat first of all, ayat 78, Surah Yusuf. Yeah, it says, وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزُ إِنَّ لَهُ أَبًا شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا فَقُزْ أَهَدَنَا مَكَانَهُ إِنَّ نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. We know the story of Nabi Yusuf and his brothers, right? A time came that the brothers of Yusuf were jealous of Yusuf on account of the love which he was receiving from his father. So they decided to get rid of him, right? They decided to get rid of him. Until that time, a time came that not only that they got rid of Yusuf, but when Yusuf realized that now my brothers have come, but they did not bring his own real brother Benjamin, so he says that next time if you come to take this grain and other things, bring your brother. No. So when they bring Benjamin, at that time Yusuf detains him, finds a ways to detain him so that he can just catch up with what happened since he left his family, right? So at that time, the brothers are saying that, no, why don't you let this brother go? If you found him, for example, stealing your cup, why don't you let him go and you can take one of us? But you can see here, now even the brothers who were mean to their father, who lied to their father, who were mean to Yusuf, now realize that their father has grown old. Nabi Yaqub, by that time, had grown old, either because of age or because of grief of Yusuf, right? Because he missed Yusuf so much that he used to cry and became almost blind, right? So you can see he became so old. Even the same sons now realize. So they are telling to Aziz, of course, in this case, they are to Yusuf, but they didn't realize that they are talking to Yusuf. They says, oh, Aziz, indeed he has a father who is an old man. So take one of us in place of him. Indeed, we see you as a doer of good. So do you see that when you even talk about your parents to others, because they are seniors, because they are old, be careful how you do that. Sometimes you have to take care of your parents because they are old, sometimes because they are sick, right? Sometimes you have to support them financially. All those kind of challenges are there. But when we talk to others, keep that in mind that they are seniors and what we do. So even you can see the brothers of Yaqub realizing that now our father has gone old and says that if you are going to detain Benjamin, then he will be even hurt more because already Yusuf was lost and now Benjamin was supposed to be detained. But when we deal with others, we should be careful when you talk about parents, right? Another ayat of Quran, subhanAllah. Ayat 23, Surah 28, Al-Qasas, right? Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kala ma khatbukuma, kalata la naski hatta nusdira al-ri'awu wa abuna shaykhun kabir. We have the story of Madian, right? Nabi Musa reaches Madian, and when he reaches the place where people come and fetch water, at that time he finds two ladies just, you know, waiting at the side. So he says, what is the matter with you? Why is it that you are just, you know, standing at the side? Why is it so? He said that we are just waiting for the shepherd to go away so that we can also fetch water, and our father is old. Abuna Shaykhun Kabir. You can imagine, right? So when your father, when your mother reaches old age, don't try to take work from them. Imagine these are the examples in the Quran. The daughters of this person, they go. Just they say that we will not expect our father to go and fetch the water. So since he is old, we have come out. His daughters have come out. But because there are other men folk who are also just trying to fetch water, we are waiting for them to go away, then we'll take the water. So you can see that these are things which Quran is telling us when we deal with the seniors, with the elders. Mu'mineen, those of us who have parents who are old and are still living, this is a special blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take it as such and try to deal them with gently. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. In fact, in the hadith, subhanAllah, the Prophet says, he who does not respect the elderly and is not kind towards old people is not amongst us. He doesn't even say parents. He says, any senior. If I do not respect a senior and if I do not take care of them, right? He says, Prophet clearly says, he who does not respect the elderly and is not kind towards elderly is not amongst us. That means he's not a Muslim. In other words, a big sign of Islam is missing in that person on account of not respecting a senior, elderly person. Do you see what Islam has to say, subhanAllah? Mu'mineen, and that is why I really commend the volunteers here and the administration, that they take care of the elders. That when they come here, we make sure that there is facilities for them to sit. I hope that it will be even more easier for them, that when they make major renovations, that they should be able to come easily, right? And just exit easily. It is very important, you can see. Another hadith from the sixth Imam, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He says, the position of an old person amongst his people is like that of position of a prophet amongst his nation, subhanAllah. Position of a senior amongst the people is like a prophet amongst his own people. That is the status. Why? because they have that seniority, they have wisdom. They've seen the world. They've seen all the challenges. We don't realize, you know, that, for example, today, look at this. SubhanAllah, when we came here today, all the facilities are there, right? Some years ago, the same seniors who are with us today, when they were young, they went to go and keep prepared for us for our Jummah prayers. They would go to different places. They would hire a hall, right? They would remove the snow so that Musallin should come and just say the prayers. They are the ones, the same seniors. You ask them, when you came to Canada 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, how was it? How was Friday prayer? And they'll tell you that no, they had to leave home at 11 a.m. just to go and prepare, make sure that everything is done. Today, mashallah, when I left my home just 10 minutes before now, Azan time. Some of you might even done 5 minutes, some of you 20 minutes. Right? You know that once you go there, everything is ready. But that was not the case. These are the seniors who worked hard that we have reached to this stage. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah give us tawfiq to be able to take care of our seniors so that no, we consider, I consider it as good Muslims. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وهو الغفور الرحيم سبحان من لم يكلف نفسا إلا دون وسعها نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على أوصيك عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله وأخذ العلم من أهلي. In the second khutbah, which is very brief, we continue the discussion about seniors. One statement I said earlier, that seniors have wisdom. We don't realize about that. You know, the seniors have wisdom. Why? Because they have seen the world. They have gone through different kind of generations, and what they say sometimes we don't understand. Let me share with you a story from the Quran which shows that the seniors have wisdom, right? You go to Surah Maryam, which is Surah number 19, when it begins regarding, you know, the Nabi Zakaria. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kaf, ha, ya, ayn, saad, right? Zikr Rahmat Rabbika Abdahu Zakariya. Just remind them about the mercy of the Lord regarding his servant Zakariya, right? Is nada Rabbahu nida'an khafiyya. When Zakariya just was talking to Allah and just khafiyya, that means not even shouting, he was just communicating to Allah, you know, in his own heart, just very briefly, very slowly, right? He said, Ka Rabbi inni wahan al azmu minni washta'al rasu shayba. He says, oh my Lord, indeed my bones have weakened and my head is filled with white hairs, with gray hairs. No. Then he says, walam akun bi rabbika walam akun bi du'aika rabbi shakiyya. Beautiful, no. Walam akun bi du'aika rabbi shakiyya. I have never been disappointed when praying to my Lord. When it comes to dua, I have never been appointed. It's so easy. Walam akun bi du'aika rabbi shakiyya. This is Janab Zakariya. We don't know what his age. Quran doesn't say. But history tells us maybe late 70s, even earlys. But Quran is telling us. He says that my bones have become weak. He says my, you know, hair is filled with gray hairs, right? So we know that he was senior. And he must have prayed for a child even earlier, right? But even then he's continued praying and he's saying here, and Quran is telling us. He says, وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَكِيَا. Never have I been disappointed in my supplication to you, Ya Allah. Never. Do you see this thing? This is why does he say, Nauzubillah, is he lying? Nauzubillah is trying to just, you know, praise Allah so that Allah favors him. That's not the case with Allah. Sometimes, for example, if I want favor from you, then I would praise you, right? But that's not the case with Allah. Allah is mustaghni. He doesn't need that kind of praise, subhanAllah, right? But this is the reality. He says, no, I have lived the world. I've seen the world. I've gone through so many challenges. Yes, I don't have a son till now. But doesn't mean that Allah has not answered my du'as in other places. In so many other places, Allah has answered my du'a. And that's why he says, I have never been disappointed when it comes to my du'a to you. Then he says, then the Quran is telling us, this is ayat number 1-4, then ayat number 7 onwards says, Ya Zakariya, inna nubashshiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya, lam najalu min qabl samia. No? Oh Zakariya, now we give you a good tidings regarding a son whose name will be Yahya, right? And then he says, Subhanallah, Kana Rabbi, anna lakuni yakunu li ghulamun, wa kanut imraati akira, wa kad balagtu min al-kibari itiya. Subhanallah. Janabi Zakariya did pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the news came that indeed your wife is going to bear a child, at that time being a human being, he says, how can I have a son when my wife has become barren and I have become so old? So you can see he prayed to Allah, but now when the news comes to him, he himself is thinking, how is that possible? How is that possible? Because Allah wants to give you. Woman, do you see this thing? And because he had that hope in Allah, he knew that if I pray to Allah, at whatever age it is, it doesn't matter because I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has qudrat over everything. Innahu ala kulli shayin qadir. We say this thing again, right? So he says that how is that possible? He was told, kana kadhalika, kana rabbuka huwa alayya hayyun. He says, this is how it would be. It is easy for your Lord. Waqad khalaqtuka min qablu wa lam taku shay'a, right? Do you remember that when we created you at that time, you were nothing? When you could be created from nothing, and now you are a human being. Yes, you are old. Your wife is still there, but she's barren. So if I can give you a life from nothing, I can give you a child when you are old. Do you see? So this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the story of Nabi Zakariya that see the wisdom which he had. And when he was praying, somebody could have asked, if Zakariya was today living, he'll say, why did you even pray? You have become so old, your wife was barren. Why did you even pray for something? Perhaps you would say that, I know I'm praying to Allah. You know, nothing is impossible. Mumineen, this is what the seniors have. That sometimes, for example, when you go to your father, when you go to your grandfather, and you complain about certain things, they'll just smile. They'll say, beta, this is just passing. No, this is just passing moment. Why do they tell you? Because they've seen the life, right? They've seen, they've got experience, they know that what you are going through, you may be feeling it's a huge challenge, but like this, you will go through so many challenges. But we have seen the world. We are seniors, we know all that. This is what Zakariya was, subhanAllah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give good health to our seniors, those seniors who like to come for Jummah prayers. Oh Allah, make it easier for them to be there for Jummah prayers. Ya Allah, make it easier. Give tawfiq to their children and grandchildren to bring them here on time. I'll tell you surprisingly that there was a time, one day, one lady did not attend majlis for so many times, for so many weeks, right? So when somebody called her, why don't you attend? She says that my son, my daughter, and my daughter-in-law, they don't have time. There were three cars, but they don't have time. So this person said, okay, next week I will come and take you. And when she was brought to the majlis, so the daughter and the son said, why you are interfering in our affairs? So that should not be the case. Let us pray that no, the sons and the daughters and the grandchildren should bring the seniors to the majalis and Juma so they benefit from this. No. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyika Muhammadin wa abdillah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام اللهم صل على وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدتي نساء العالمين وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة أجمعين وعلى أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر ابن محمد وموسى ابن جعفر وعلي ابن موسى ومحمد ابن علي وعلي ابن محمد والحسن ابن علي وعلى الحجة ابن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان اللهم صل على dua faraj. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abai fi hadhihi sa'a wa fi kulli sa'a waliya wa hafidha wa qa'idan wa nasira wa dalilan wa 'ayna hatta tuskinahu ardaka taw'a wa tumattiyahu fiha ta'ina. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
الله أكبر.